Jim, what do I need to know about that that's not in the Go and Serve? Or?
It's there. It's going to be fun. If you're not there, you're going to miss it.
But I'm not of the right age.
We can make exceptions.
If I act the right age? Okay. All right. The information is in your Go and Serve. Please look at that, and you'll know what to do. Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
Yes.
Nice job.
Yes.
Let us prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, full of compassion and mercy, abounding in steadfast love.
Amen.
Trusting God's promise of forgiveness, let us confess our sin against God and one another. Eternal God, our Creator,
in you we live and move and have our being. Look upon us, your children, the work of your hands.
Forgive us all our offenses, and cleanse us from proud thoughts and empty desires. By your grace, draw us near to you, our refuge and our strength.
Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. In the mercy of Almighty God, Christ died for us while we were still sinners. And for his sake, God forgives you all your sins.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
With you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. You are great, O God, and greatly to be praised. You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Grant that we may believe in you, call upon you, know you, and serve you. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Seated, and would the children please come forward. All right. Hey, guys. All right. I have two bags here. and they each have something big and round in there. Do you know what it might be? Okay. And I want to see who can pick this one up. All right, try it, correct. Whoa, is that heavy? No, it's not. Are you sure? Anybody else want to try it? Wow, is that pretty heavy? You think that's heavy, yeah. All right, you get it. Wow, that's heavy, isn't it? Okay, well, that was the easy test because this other one. You think you can do it? You sure? All right, give it a try. That's, you picked that up with no trouble at all. Really?
It's light, isn't it?
But it's got a big round thing in it.
It's nothing. It has nothing in it.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It's big and round. Yeah. You see, in this one has a bowling ball in it. Wow. But it's big and round, and yes, it is heavy. Pick that up.
See?
All right. That's impressive. Okay. Drop that back in. All right. Now, this one, however. No, it does have something big and round in it.
Big?
Big and round.
A balloon.
It's got, you're right.
A balloon.
It's got a balloon in it. But it's about the same size as that bowling ball. How about that? All right, let's put it back in because we don't want to lose it all day. So I brought those to tell you because Jesus is going to talk about something like that in just a few minutes. He'll say that sometimes, and I don't know if you know what this is like, but sometimes when you're really sad or you're worried about something, have you ever felt your heart kind of feel heavy? Yeah. And then other times when you're really happy and joy-filled, your heart is light, like kind of like a, yeah, yeah. And Jesus uses that to talk about burdens is what he calls it. Burdens, like you're carrying a heavy load, like this big heavy bowling ball. And that's what you're, when your heart's kind of heavy, it's like that big bowling ball. But then when you're full of joy, it's like carrying a light burden. That wouldn't be hard to carry that at all. And so Jesus is saying, look, life has points and life has happy points. But which one do we feel when we're with Jesus?
Happy,
that's right. Jesus says, my burden is light. So I just wanted you to know that today, as you hear that, hear me read that, and we'll talk about a little bit more about that in the big sermon, that's what Jesus is talking about. Okay, let's pray. Dear Jesus, we give you thanks that you help us carry our burdens. You take them from us. You fill us with joy. Help us always to turn our troubles over to you. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Zechariah. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Though your king comes to you, triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His domination shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit, return you to the stronghold, to your stronghold. O prisoners of hope, today I declare that I will restore to you double. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Second lesson, a reading from Romans. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But sin that dwells within me, but in fact is no longer that I do it, but the sin that dwells within me, for I know that nothing good dwells within me. That is my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer that I do it, but that sin dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my innermost self, but I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from the body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowd, saying, "To what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Now, I have to tell you, I don't ever bring my phone into worship. But I have today because I want to play a song for you. It's by Ed Kilborn, and you may remember that we had him here for worship and a Sunday afternoon concert a couple of years ago. So sit back and enjoy this song entitled The Barrel Song.
Dear sir, I write this letter now to tell you of my plight. At the time of writing it, I'm not a pretty sight. My body is all black and blue, my face a deathly gray. And I write this note to tell you why I'm not at work today. While working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. Now to throw them down from such a height was not a good idea. I asked the foreman for advice, he was a careful man, and he said that I should carry them down the ladder all by hand. To carry them down all 14 floors, it seemed to me quite slow. So I hoisted up a barrel and secured the rope below. But in my haste to do the job, I was too blind to see that a barrel full of building bricks is heavier than me. So when I then untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead. Clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I shot up like a rocket till, to my dismay, I found that halfway up I met that bloody barrel coming down. The barrel broke my shoulder as toward the ground it sped. Then when I reached the top, I hit the pulley with my head. I clung on tight, though numbed with shock from this almighty blow. Then that barrel spilled out half its bricks some 14 floors below. Now when the bricks had fallen from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel and I started down once more. The barrel missed me passing by, I gave a thankful sound, and then I landed on the bricks it left upon the ground. I lay there moaning on the ground, I thought I'd seen the worst. Then the barrel hit the pulley and the barrel bottom burst. A shower of bricks fell down on me, 'twas then I gave up hope. And laying there upon the ground, I let go of the rope. The barrel was now heavier and started down once more. It landed right across me as I lay there on the floor. It broke three ribs in my left arm, so I can only say that I hope you will excuse me if I'm not at work today. I hope you will excuse me if I'm not at work today.
Well, I don't know about you, but that's one man who needed a lighter barrel. Or could we say that was a man who needed a lighter burden? Burdens are the way of our world, aren't they? We're busy. We rush about here and there doing this and that with more things to do and more places to be than we can possibly do. It weighs us down, this schedule of ours. It wears on us until we don't know what to do anymore. You get the sense that that's just what Jesus was seeing around him in our gospel lesson today. What are all of you like, he asked amidst the hustle and bustle around him. You're like children calling to each other in the marketplace, saying, "We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We wailed and you did not mourn." Now, at first, we probably don't know what to make of an odd little saying like that. But you see, Jesus had been talking about John the Baptist and comparing his place and John's place in God's kingdom. He was saying, look, John came talking about sin and repentance, and you ignored him. Now I come in joy and celebration, and you ignore me too. It's as if Jesus is saying that we fill our time day after day and hour after hour with busyness and never stop to notice what's real. We never take a breath to notice God's way. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In the face of our pell-mell barrel of bricks on the end of our rope's world, God's word is rest. God's promise is that he will take those heavy burdens that weigh us down, and oh, what a relief it is to give those burdens to God. It's an incredible peace and comfort to finally, completely, trustingly turn our burdens over to God and feel the rest he brings. What amazing love and care and grace God gives. And then Jesus said the most amazing thing of all. Take my yoke upon you, he said. You see, true rest, lasting rest, isn't doing nothing or having no burdens. No. What Jesus calls us to is a reordering of our lives. A reordering of life that centers on the things that are true and right and good. Caring for and loving others. Reaching out selflessly in mercy and kindness. Serving God by serving others. That's the yoke that's easy to bear and gives true rest to the soul. It's the barrel we should have on the end of our ropes. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Amen.
Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Holy and humble God, thank you for walking alongside us. Be with all missionaries, community servants, and church leaders. Help us all, united as your one whole church, to model the way of the cross in our service to others. Lord, in your mercy. Generous God, we thank you for the abundant goodness you give every day. Bless the land and the people who take care of it. As you shower rain on crops, fields, and in our backyards, we ask you to shower renewed growth on all living creatures. Lord, in your mercy. Powerful God, your law is written on our hearts, and your peace is commanded to every nation. Give peaceful hearts and discerning minds to world leaders, that all who suffer violence and hunger come to know the fullness of life in you. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, you know our burdens. We pray for all who are heavy with grief, loneliness, and illness, especially those we name before you now. We give you thanks for the gift of worship, for as we lift our prayers to you, our hearts are lightened. Lord, in your mercy. Life-giving God, we give you thanks and praise for all the people who have blessed our lives, especially for the saints among us whose steadfast faith has strengthened our own. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Peace. us pray. Merciful God, you open wide your hand and satisfy the need of every living thing. You have set this feast before us. Open our hands to receive it. Open our hearts to embrace it. Open our lives to live it. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection, open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
In which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
Body of Christ.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus Christ, host of this meal, you have given us not only this bread and cup, but your very self, that we may feast on your great love. Filled again by these signs of your grace, may we hunger for your reign of justice, may we thirst for your way of peace, for you are Lord forevermore. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Peace. Serve the Lord.
Thank you. check the supplies, but everything is good back there. How about the oil? Do I need to put it in the smaller one? Because it's kind of heavy to lift.